semester. Slow, slow.
Rishus Bnei Chavura. Know that in transfer time there are four options: Kovish, Bishul, Sli, and Melicha. Kovish, the main way of transferring, is based upon time. 24 hours, less the case of Tzir. Bishul, the way of transferring, is through heat. Mentioned last time, this man of Yatz led us by less or more. The question is, what happens when you have Bishul to get to time? How much time does it take the idea of transferring heat? That means even though by Bishul, it's the heat Shabbai, but does it take any time or not? So, the starting point, I don't know if it's true over here, it's on test, brings down a Chamud Anil, one of these famous Chamud Anils out there. It brings it right from the Sugya and Simon Tzadik Bey. So, when they're discussing, you have a Tipas Cholov that fell on top of a piece of meat. Now, if so, the Cholov go on the meat and ask the whole meat, you have to then Chanan the meat, and you seek your time that piece of meat. Says the Mechaber Vesim Leitzah, when the Tipas Cholov falls on top of the meat, mix it in quickly. Or cover it and then be molizei over here, or take out the piece of meat, and therefore you only need 60 times the teapot and not versus the whole entire piece of meat over here. Says the Chamude Daniel, we see from over here, a chlorayo, that does not transfer right away, it takes some time. And building upon this, he says, therefore, if you have any case, even ala'ish, something falls on top of it, if you take it out, miyad, l'maisat smutter, so there's man of transferring heat. What? Miyad cannot transfer. It has to take some time.
What is Miyad?
Miyad right away. Now, there is a Kavachayim wants to tell that Miyad means Echanami won't ask for it, but still you need a case of Klipo. However, the B'Oimim brings it down, and certainly that's not the Simtza place. Miyad means Motor, like Simtza Gvez, the mice of the case of here, it's Motor. So we have this Peskachuva that's certainly Paskin like this Chamunde Daniel. There are those who go this way, this is Nefesh Chayo. The Rosh Hashanah brings down and says, Divrei Tameim. Makes a lot of sense. Atzad Hasheni, if you have the red Shulchan Aruch on the side, it brings down that the numerous places can disagree. The Prima Gondim in Semen Samaches, when the Psychon Bottom Kolob, says it transfers right away. Shulchan goes this way. The Adihudo and the Daka Tshuva brings down numerous Hachonim who disagree. And the words of Vavoz and Tshuva and Chelik Yod is, Botloid Negad Uwe Minyan Ubinyan, Shogdol Hachonim Shdochot Das Chumudinil Bazer. Uwe Minyan Bina Doichet. No one hold of it. So we have two sides. There is a Peskachuva Pasan's way, and numerous seem to disagree. The question is, how do you answer the Sugya of Simitatic Beis that says you have a case over here again at Tipas Chol, a top piece of meat? So the Yadihud and others answer, you have to learn the Sugya of Chanan. It's a dim Yuchin and Chanan not to ask the rest of the piece, but rather the thing itself, nice. It's also, and why, and the lumbus behind it, we have to get to the Sugya of Chanan, why Chanan is different than to asking the piece over here. What? You also, okay, want me to get right at a transfer? Another
right. Yeah.
Fine. You said that Achille is supposed to wait a little bit. Fine, could be a different idea. Could be over there making Kolish works, making Chalisha. The Maisa, there are, first, Kamal the Paishkim says, even though we are Bikabi Machmer, Kamal the Archashulchan wants to say a Chiddush, this whole Mavuchobi is dafkin a case when you have a solid inside a liquid. Your block of cheese fell inside your chicken soup. That's the case over here. However, in a case where it's yavish be yavish, says the Aruch HaShulchan, two salads over here, two davagushim over here, the mice that avada doesn't transfer, unless the mice heats up one with the other, it has to have some time. How much time? He wants to say even k'desh yasiyach, even up to 6 minutes. He said avada, the whole machlokes prima gadim, versus the chamud neil is only in the case of lach be yavish. Be yavish be yavish, the mice has that way. Masham goes that way also, says cham b'cham b'loyotiv, one time everyone knows his mutter. Even that's not simple. There are those who want to disagree with this concept. That means there are those who want to say there's to be make a lach biyavish, and even certainly in the case of yavish biyavish. The ma'aser again, how do we pass kibikul the poskim on machmer? There's a marsham that's brought down again in the red shulchan aruch to the side, and he seems to pass kibikul the mokum tsirif if it can be makel. Now there are three different marshams how to say it over. The one is either at tsirif or the mokum of a oitzat kulo. The way how they bring it down. The one in the Chilich Bey that says when you have a derabbanon with another tzirif, two things yesh lahakol. This is a mashal, a maishali that happened. They told me that he had a chicken soup on the fire. His American cheese that he brought from America, the whole block fell inside. Miyad he took it out. Miyad he took it out. So he went to Rav and asked Rav what to go do with it. The Rav says that Friday night, no problem. And people told me that he had the chicken soup. Maishali. Boiling hot soup with a block of cheese that fell inside. He took it out.
Cheese was wrapped in a wrapper.
I don't remember exactly. Could be, but I don't know if it should make any difference. Now, the tzad to be mekel, again, according to Masham, can mekel when you have a drabbanon with a tziruf, you can be mekel with chamud nil. Over here, you took it out miyad. One, that's chamud nil. Number two is chicken soup. It's drabbanon. Right, the tzad says that way in the old pasuk market, correct. So we give again a drop on them. So we have, it's a lochad drop on them. Number three, over here, there's an interesting machlokes in the get to bishop also b'chalo, is how, when you say over here the locha that it transfers, tamay transfer, but after the sugya of bishop, they have to get yad sladis for you. The Midrash Yaakov says to get the issa of bishop also b'chalo has to get the thing that the cheese has to become yad sladis for you. The cheese does not come to level the yad sladis for you. It's not definitely get the bishop also b'chalo.
Very similar to it.
No, Bishul, not Nois and Tam. Bishul. That's when Chazak says, Prim Gordon disagrees, he quotes, said, no, Maisi, even not that way. It's still is a Bishul. So Maisi, you have a case over here with Sirif, with the Rabbonu, with the Chamud Daniel, could be that's where the Rav was making. So I went over to the Rav, Shiva Smir, and I asked him a couple years later, I started saying, come over this case that happened. He said, by the way, it's Osir. So I told him, Maisi, I ate it based upon you. Doesn't know what I'm talking about. Fine, so I can't get clear what he was saying, but Maisi, this is as far out there to be Michael. It was, there's a chamud nil, there's a drabbanon. There's other tzirif. I'm not sure if it says tzirif means with a kula or drabbanon. I'm saying over here, there's two drabbanons over here with a reason of a chamud nil, the maisa to be mekel. So that's one case. One other case, example, Samachan. Numerous times you have a case in your sink. Your sink, the maisa, hot water coming top right away. Usually the water's coming out. The subgas let us boy. But according to the Rashbam, there's no case in Ira, there's nothing to ask over here, Ken Zain. So you have a coin to the Rashbam with some Yazlas, probably with the case he took away Miyad. Also, as far as out there, and every Rav has always been Mitzarif is Chamud Daniel. The Mitzarif it. Of course, how much to Mitzarif, what level to Mitzarif, but the Shita, Yeduudika concept out there, the Chamud Daniel, put on the Pesach, true that he does pass them this way, that it's not transfer, you pull out Miyad.
It's not called Miyad.
What's it? Not Miyad? Not Miyad. Now, in order to now again, in order to ask the get over here is Yad Sladis Boy. Come on the shach, there's 3 points.
I once had a toy shiv apart, one on a bag of cheese, and the cheese melted. And I called up the Kabbalah and said it's melted.
That's bigger?
Clearly doesn't go, correct.
And the shortest one?
Clearly about this one. He says plastic,
the
bag.
No,
it didn't melt.
Cheese melted.
So it doesn't make any difference. Clearly, that means it's hot, it heats it, but not transfer time. Clearly, does not go. That's a look. Clearly, what? We didn't learn, not learning yet, but it's clear. Everyone holds that way. Question like chilo b'diyeve, but everyone needs motor. No, it's motor. That means example. I said the horse meat was inside the person's cholent. So the shallow was wrapped around saran wrap a couple of times.
I'm saying so the cheese was over that fell into the pot of soup.
Right. So even that, you always said if it would have been different pieces of saran wrap, you want the matter, except it's one piece, goes around. So my sister, they did not eat in my sister's house. That time. Come over Shach and his 3 points negate this idea of Bishul. Him versus the Yamshu Shloimo. He has one sugya, is Iroi. Is it Klipa, how he wants a paskin? Was it cooler, the Yamshu Shloimo? A second machlok is him, the Yamshu Shloimo, is a case of Klisheni. You want to say the case over here is Klipo, Masha Enkin, the Yamshu Shloimo says cooler. And a third machlok is Kli Rishon, that's not Ala Eish, what the loch is in that case. Three different machloks in the Shach has 3 different machloks over here against the Yamshu Shloimo. So go through each one, start with the last one. The case over here, when we have a getter of a Kli Rishon, not Yad Sladis Boy. So the starting point is the Yerushalmi. Yishami and Shabbos Bar Gimel, he's discussing over here when it's not Yad Sladis Boy. The loch is you make a choko by case of a Kli Rishon. A choko. It sounds like even though it's not Yad Sladis Boy, the Maisa is still going to answer it. Kamu the Shachan says the word is not in Yad Sladis Boy, it's in Yad Sherletis Boy. Sherletis, meaning your hand cannot forget. Otherwise, it is hot. Your hand not Sherlet upon it, meaning it is hot. The Shalom, what's the gear? So in Yad Sladis Boy, it is cold, not hot. Or in Yad Sherletis Boy, your hand not Sherlet upon it, therefore it is hot. If you want a taina, medina lemaiso, it should be mutter and it's klivishin shloil eish. However, he ends off with the second reason why to be machmer. We have by us the sugya of the Torah. That being on the Rashba, it says anything that's a choyim beish shchito, that's not yet sladis boy, lemaiso to be machmer. So we have 2 reasons why to be machmer. Number one, we have Yerushalmi mitzad the sugya of our chokah. That Yishalmi is a sugi on Shabbos also. We have a second sugi, nothing to do with Shabbos, it's miyuchat to Issa v'heter, the two on the Rajba, that's nothing to do with the din of Bishul, the din of the Sinus Tam, also to be Machmer. It does not say. Some say Kula, some say Klippos. I'm not going to
say.
We'll get to Shabbos. So by Sam, Mishmur brings down this Yishalmi, Mishmur brings down this Shach. We'll get to it. He brings it down, The first, the get us the two reasons why to be Machmer. That means there are two different sugyas. They're coming two different makoros, we have to where they're coming from. Are they coming from the Yishalmi Shabbat, that's sugyan Shabbos, sugyan Bishul? That's Yam Shloim, and the Shach says, no, that's incorrect. But by us, by Issevet, the second sugya to be Machmer, which is the Rash from the Torah, Eilim Sor. That anything that's even not Yastas, why still it's hot, has a get to be Machmer over here. So by Ikri, he's arguing with the Yam Shloim, but second reason why he ends up to be Machmer. That's first what he writes in the Shach, in the end of Simchon Hei. Come along, a second time he writes it, the Kuitz HaKesef. He has a long thing about Klisheni and Iroi. He just ends off Derech Agav the Maisa as a sugya Klishen Shleleish. Forget the Yam Shloim is correct. Yam Shloim is correct. L'chor, that's the means over there in the Kuzak Kesef, which everyone knows part of the test. That we that the end over here, we sorry.
I don't know the last one.
Yeah, he brings down the idea that he agrees to the Yam Shloim. Mitzad Yishalmi. V'oi the Pesachet Shuvah brings down the Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov said. He brings on the Shach. He argued with him, made a bekoch with him, met him face to face over here. And he said, V'haydalai, he agrees to him. And the Maya said, what's the taino? If you want to tell me, in yad shaletis boy, that means what's, it is hot. But what's a chokko? It's not a chokko, it's midino over here. How can you call the words of a chokko? It's midino over here. So it must be the pshat in the Yishami. It's forget in yad shaletis boy, and therefore agrees that he's correct. So we have a Shach that starts off the Yishami is not so, the machmo for a side reason. At the end of the day, we have the Kuzak Kesef, and clearly in the Beis Yaakov, brought down the Beis Yaakov, the Shach of the Maaseh to be Machmer. So again, Aloch the Maaseh to be Machmer is three reasons that is not Yaslas Boy. We have number one Rashba, we have Ramah, we have Yam Shloimo. The Shach is Maskon the Maaseh held that way, brought down by the Machmer Shekel and the Shabbos. And he's looking at the Beis Yaakov, when he has a Makoch over here, the Maaseh said, only if you make a Makoch, we have Simuba. That's the other reason, but Ikki says to be Machmer. Therefore, in Hilta Shabbos, in Simon Shin Yuches, the Magavam is down there also to be Machmer. That means not mitzvah the Rajbo and the Torah, that's the only Isavetr. Again, the Machzor Shekel and the Machavram being down, once we have Yishalmi, even in Shabbos, you have to be Machmer.
Is there a relationship
between the Shabbos? We'll get to that also. It all depends upon where we're coming from. It's the same thing. Now, the Maisa, interesting, there's a Chagur Shmuel, the Maisa by us. Then Chagur Shmuel, the Maisa in the Sivan Tzadik Dal, we bring you down the Maisa once you make it. Then he writes the Beis Yaakov, the Maisa he was Chayzer. The Baal HaShulchan also wants to be Meikol, the woman who also writes afterwards, I see it, I want to be Chayzer. So Shach is Chayzer, Chagur Shmuel 300 years ago is Chayzer, the Baal HaShulchan, the Malum, the Maaseh is Chayzer. So we have numerous people to be Chayzer to be Machmer, and numerous people to be Machmer, our force says to be Machmer. Atzel HaSheni, Kivege by also brings down to the Taz, the Simon Tzadik Dalet, the Maaseh says, what are you talking about? Maaseh is not Yaslos, but the Maaseh can be Meikol. They point out, it's before she is Issa Vata Arach that way, and therefore there's a pretar that way, and the Eli Raphin who for Shabbos brings it down, and the Tais for Shabbos said, after being down the Beis Yaakov, the Vekorach for the Shach, says, that's very nice of a Korach, but Maaseh said, the Smag says not that way. And therefore the Goyin Sain Yerodeh and Sain Arachayim, both places says the Maaseh to be Michael, Beis Meir, Kir Eger, the Chavastas, Kamal the Mishnah Bruan, Simon Shin Yuches, and Sif Tes, Kamal the Mechabit says, a Klivishan, that's Allah Ish, yes, let us pray the Maaseh yet to be Machmer. Speaks out to Mishabu, but let's say it's not Yad Sladis Boy. What's the halacha? He said it's not Mavashal. Where's it coming from? You could say it's not Mavashal. Why that Shabbos? Shabbos, to be Mekel. He said, where am I getting it from? It's the Eli Rabba of Hashem the Shach. The Shach says to be Mekel. It says, either Yishalmi. The Kohen said, it's not Pshad in the Yishalmi. So he brings down the Yishalmi, he brings down the Shach, and said, the Shach says to be Mekel. Now, the fact that he brings down the Shach says to be Mekel, that's true in Shabbos, and the Shach also says to be Mekel. He said, to be Machmer only has to be Rajman the Torah by Yisraveta, but he said, to be Mekel is not the Sugya of the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi is not correct. The Bayah is the Kuzik Kesev, and the Pesachet Shuvah being down the Beis Yaakov, there is Chayzer. Al Gatal me the Meshavuah, he did not see the Pesachet Shuvah, Kenzain, he did not see the Beis Yaakov, Kenzain, not see the Kuzik Kesev, Kenzain. The Meisah, who brings down that he was Chayzer? In Hilchah Shabbos, Simon Shin Yiches, the Tais of Shabbos brings it down. The Machzor Shekel, he brings it down. That means the people he quotes in Shabbos brings down the Shuvah's Beis Yaakov and says he was Chayzer. So it's very nice, he quotes Eliyahu B'Shem the Shach, that's true, the Shach did say that. But he was Chayzer and he knew he was Chayzer. And still, some odd reason, the Shmuel left it as is. So I don't bother with his Pesach Shabbos, but it's my Mokum that numerous other people to quote. Don't quote the person who was Chayzer. he calls other people, right? He calls the Pirchadosh. That's all he really calls. Then the Pirchadosh and the Goyim. But don't call the Shach. Don't call the Elie Rav Hashem the Shach. He knows he was Chayzer. It's true, the Shach of Fenenu is true, but that's, again, what the two figures are coming from. But not who is Chayzer from Mitzad Yishal Mishavoyim. The next year, the Maestad is Yad Yehuda, the Zarech HaShulchan, Shia Shabbos, the Maestad, they're Mekel. They go by Shabbos, you Mekel. Comes out, we have numerous people on Pesach on both sides. It's signed up for Shabbos, it's signed by us, Maestad, Machmur, you Mekel. Machmur, you say Shokel, those who are bringing it down, the Gaza, and we've told Ben Ashkai, the same Tevel of Noah, the way that Pesach, Prim Gona brings it down, he says, by Suffolk, Machmur, you say Shokel, by Suffolk, it's the Rabbanon, if he can't be Mekel. Fine, so we have a Machmur out there, what's a Loch of Klevishin, that's not Yad Slasboy, what a Loch is. Now, on the side, the Vayelech HaTchilu should be Machmer. How far to be Machmer? When to be Machmer? How far to be Machmer? So they point out, first of all, how hot does it have to be? It says, not Yasla's place, so when it's cold. Also, you have to be Machmer, right? So Vada comes along the Yom Shlomo, and he says, it has to be Cham. It has to be hot. How much hot, let you guys discuss. But the Vada, it has to be something that still has some heat to it. It's not Yasla's place. It's less than 110 Fahrenheit. Less than 43. That has some heat. That's number one. Number two is the case that we were discussing the sugya of Eichel, or we're discussing the sugya of Kelim or not. So the Numbers are going to point out there's a Darke Moshe that says by us as Isravet to be Machmer. Yes, the Darke Moshe, Torah's Chatzikal and Zayn says to be Mekel by the case of Kelim. It says in Minchas Yaakov, and the people who brings it down, Chach Mosadim, and the Baruch Shulchan also, and the Meluim, he brings down, that Yeshla Chalap in Eichel and Kelim. Long time to be Machmer in the sugya is only negate the sugya of Eichel, not negate the sugya of Kelim. A third point over here is, what's the loch in the get a klisheni? That means really coming, where is the main reason to be machmir tzad shach? If you come inside the sugya of the Yerushalmi is causing a sugya of klirishim. Therefore, to be machmir only klirishim. You come inside the Torah and the Rajbo, that's coming to be machmir even by case of a klisheni. That means you have to want makar to be machmir coming from to know it was discussing klirishim or klisheni. They will come out to point to the Rajbo to be machmir to klisheni. That's Klal Rajbo. He says it to be machmir. Asar Shenli Yam Shushlomo. He says that he writes klirishin because he's coming from the Yishalmi. That's in my machmachok balmo. Beis Yaakov is a klirishin. Eli Rab is a klirishin. We'll get to that also. Only by the case of a klirishin. The Pirim Gonim brings down the shaila. He says lachatchila of ma'aseh of Rajbo. But yeah, the Vado is semich upon the halachas only by klirishin. The Chor could also be enough. We know where we're coming from. Is even on the tzad, it's a klirishin, it's a davka ala eisha not. Where the Chochmas Odom, when he brings it down, and the Tila David, he wants to even shloy ala eish. Have the words in Yom Shishlami, says davka ala eish, and it makes a sense in the Achokish way, Yishalmi to the Sugyo Shabbos, Vezakr of the Ali Rabo, Vizcheshuv by us. They want to say, davka the locha is ala eish. And those who come along and say, point out, the Chor really depends what Sugyo you're coming from. They want to know that Negeir to Shabbos has to be ala eish. Negate is even shleilish. That's her Abay Luna Shmizko Fanaf. She brings it down Madaim Alochem because he points out negate to us. We have two reasons to be machmer. Also, the Raj from the Torah. That's the Shach itself. That's even shleilish. But in Shabbos, we don't have the Raj from the Torah. The other loch will be only in the case of a no, not a klisheni. That could be a double chumro. What? Because then you don't have the Yishalmi. What? No, it's Shabbos is alish, but not Yas Lesboy.
What's the case?
What's not Yaz boy?
What do you do?
Oh, you can be Machmir and Asrit. An Asrit. The fellow saw you take it out. You can ask it. You're going to say it's a problem. Asrit Klipa, Asrit Kula. No, it's not Yaz Lettis boy. It's gets Yaz boy, it is. It never got to Yaz Lettis boy. You never got to Yaz Lettis boy. You have a gzero. About you have a gzero. You take it out. Is it also clean or cool? Is it also? But the evidence is it also or not? Avadi can do it. Avadi have a gzero tafshir for sure. But if you do it, what's halacha? Is it also or not? No, it's not Yad Slav's we're discussing over here. We're discussing those who say Allah Ishan, Allah Ishan, after those who say in the Klevishan. Those who say in the Klevishan. Yeah, Poshe. I said the Raj is the only one that says by Klisheni. And the question will start, Aleish, Aleish.
The
Tazat's
Mekel, you're talking only by Klisheni or even by
Klerishan? No, everything. There's no such thing. Klerishan, he's Mekel across the board. Taz, Kirek, Mekel across the board. The Mekilim will make across the board. Machmim, I'm discussing how far to Machmim. Then it comes out, those who are Machmim, which you should be Machmim Lechatkhila, how far to Machmim? Number one has to be still a little bit hot. Number two, the also one time Daphne Klerishan. And number three, Daphne the case Aleish.
That extends our
That's why there's a chokka.
See, machlok is by Shabbos?
Again, the chokka is by Shabbos.
Right, yeah.
So therefore, will be this, the, by Shabbos, these chumras. That's why the Mishpura says no, and Makavam says yeah. Machlok is Mishpura and the whole Shabbos versus Makavam. Mishpura is Mechal Sashach, but the Maisa Makavam says not the way.
Does anyone who's Machmir on only the Kibishim but Shalom Shalal
age? Yes, the Tila David and the Chach Masadam.
Where are they coming from?
Coming from the Yishalmi.
And Yishalmi's case is Al-Aish.
They're saying it's Al-Chokka.
What's
the name of what? I mean, what is it? It's a Yishalmi's words at Afka Al-Aish. Well, that's the way the Yom Shlomo brings it down. The Yom Shlomo's words, no, the Yishalmi's words are not Al-Aish. That's not the words. The Yom Shlomo says those words. But it's not the words of the Yishalmi. The words of Yishalmi is Ma Ben Kli Yishalmi Kli Sheni. What is the difference? The difference is, it's Yash Lechesh, and therefore Al-Chokka Kli Yishalmi. That's the words of Yishalmi.
Meaning,
yes, I'm saying all the kula because it's not a symbol to be machmer at all. Right. The Mishpul Maisa Paskin is against it. So therefore, yes, I'm saying over all the kulas. Fine, that's one machlekes, Yam Shleima versus the Shach. The second machlekes is what's the lacha negate to sugiv iroi. That means the starting point first at the Shach being done is Hilchos Shabbos. The rotation of Shabbos stuff and Beis Abay is being done machlekes Rashbam versus Beit Dam. What's the lacha of iroi? Is iroi like klisheni? Is iroi like klirishon? That means the gate of Shabbos Klishen is not Mavashal. Klishen is the case of Bishal. Therefore, come on the Rashbam. The Rashbam says is Aloch like Klisheni, therefore it's not Mavashal. Therefore, in Shabbos, it's Mutter. Atzashen the Ben Tam says Iroi is Klishen. Taisa is of Iroi Klishen. Maisa we had a sugar to talk over. They said no, means Iroi, how much? Only Kedai Klipo. That means the gate of Shabbos, Ben Tam says Aloch is only Kedai Klipo, Bishal, Masha Enkein. The Rebbein Tam, the Rashbam says the Ma'aseh is Mutter. Loch the Ma'aseh first negate of Shabbos. The Loch in Simin Shin Yechet and Sif Yud, the next Sif. Over there come the Aloch says Iroi is Osir. Says the Mishpura, how far is it Osir? We're going to Mavashu, we're going to be Machu for Rebbein Tam. Even Bidi Eved, there's a Knas. Even Bidi Eved, going to ask the food to take Lipo. Now, the question over here, the Olim should know, the Mishpura in Simin Shin Yechet and Sif Yud brings down that there's a knas only when the Eben agrees that way. Something is mortal at chila will not be a case of knas. Here in the Maisa, we have a Rashbam that says we mortal at chila. So why is there knas? So where's the kasha? The Mishpum himself is the kasha. Upon himself, the Kon Beis, he says, I is Kon Lam Beis, which is the Magavram, which says it's Aloch, and he says Zorachin Knas. So leave it as he is the kasha, leave it as is. Those one made the answer, we pass him Medina, the Loch Lamaisa, Iwe is Mavashkele Klippa and Shabbos. That's one thing we see from the Mishnah Berurah. A second thing the Mishnah says to be machmer b'di'evad only when it's shaloi nifsek ha-kiloach. When it's nifsek ha-kiloach, we will not be machmer b'di'evad. We'll get to the zechil between nifsek and shaloi nifsek. That's negate to Shabbos. Now to extend it to the shach to issa v'heter. The question is it the same sugya or two different sugyas? That's the mavuch over here. That means the Rashbam, his aloch is by Shabbos is mutter. Aloch is a suli case of k'tei klipo. So al tzad the sugya to talk gavar only klipo. But Rebbein Tam that says on Shabbos is k'dei klipo. Is the sugya here also k'dei klipo? Same idea? Or be more machmer than Shabbos? Why should be more machmer? Everyone knows Shabbos is the sugya of being mevashel. And speaks out the Torah, Rashba, the Beis Yosef. But also the sugya is transferring Tam. The Sinas Tam, me mafla to mavliya. Therefore, maybe over here, it could go in more mitzvah the sugya of the Sinas Tam. Therefore, that's the mavuch over here, the Shach versus the Yam Shushloimu. The Shach says it's the same as sugya of Shabbos. You ask the klipo, you ask over here klipo. That's how the Chavis Taz, the Chokhmus Odom, the Shulchan, the Adiudot say, it's the same sugyo. At Tzad HaSheni, the Taz B'ikim wants to go from the Yam Shleima, no. That's by Shabbos, say Klipo. He is the Sinas Tam B'moch Machma, and therefore the Ged over here is a case of Kulo. The step higher Kulo. That means the Homo Vuch among the Achoyim is the Vad is not in the Rashbam Shita, it's in the Rebbein Tam Shita. In Rebbein Tam, be more Choma than Shabbos. Shabbos is Klipo, here also Klipo, that's a Shach. Or no, but the Issa V'heter, so the Yam Shleima Shita, the other cases, Klipo, we had the case of Kuloi. Now, this whole machloik is negated to the sugya of Shloi Nifsak. Beer Adover, when you pour something out of an urn or out of your klirishin, it pours, it goes straight. It's always connected to the original source. Mashenkin, let's say you pour it and then you pick it up. And by the time it hits, it's not connected anymore. Or you pour and you put your hand through and it's not connected anymore when it hits the thing on bottom. So when it's not connected, well, so shell is. Nifsak means disconnected from the source.
I know, so why is that never good?
No, I'm just defining nifsak. I'm just defining the words for people. The definition is nifsak, meaning when it stops, where it's not connected to the source. What's the loch in that case? So there is a Pnei Yeshua, the Shul Pnei Yeshua, the grandfather. He wants a tiny, there's no tzadik machmer. Nechlo Sugi Klisheni, there is a Chaznish says anyone's Machmer is no more carbon in the Sugis. Meister Shani, and he makes on the Shach by us. The Meister Shach comes along and says, no, Meister, we are Machmer. They point out to Chumash Shabai, we're Machmer, and different places can come along, Prim Gordon, Chach Masodim, Chavastas, Yad Yud, and others being down. We are Machmer, but in Din Chumrah. Therefore, the Mishmur says that Shabbos won't be a Knas with Nifsek or Kiloch. That means we equate one with another. There is no difference whether Nifsek or Shalai Nifsek. There's one's Osam Medinoi, one's Osam Medin Chumro. Now, if Minas means then Chumro Natu, and Simon Tzadik Beis will get to Kivegir, there's a Shachal there, why should you make a Chaluk? There is one other point to get to a what defines a Kli Rishon in the case of Iroi. What is your ladle inside your soup? Is that a Kli Rishon? Is it a Kli Sheni? Is it a Get of Iroi? So there's a long Taz at the end of Simon Tzadik Beis. We'll get to leave it to that in Kamal Koimoy. Fine, that's the sugya of Klirishin and Ira Klirishin. Now, what leads to the case of a Klisheni? What's the law of Klisheni? Sorry?
Who brings down the Mashal
that the
Ira Klisheni?
It has. The Shach brings him down. He disputes with him. The Shach brings him down and says, he says, not the way. Now, first, to define what is a Klirishin. What is a klisheni? Again, we had the loch klirishin and klisheni. What defines the two? So the Olam saw the Gemara Shabbos at minimum base. The Gemara has a mice over there. It was on my Mokum sheet to go learn. I'm sorry, everyone saw it. So the Gemara minimum base brings down a mice that Rebbe went to the Merchatz and the Bitzchak went after him and he wanted to heat up a pach shemen. So Rebbe told him, go take your bucket, go inside this Merchatz, take out the water, put your pach shemen inside of it. And you can heat up the pach shemen inside this case of this hot water that came from Merchatz. The Gemara says over here, Shema Mina, Kli Sheni is not Mavashal. The Gemara says, Kli Sheni is not Mavashal. First thing we see that this Merchatz was a Kli Rishon. Now, says Tosfos, if the Merchatz is a Kli Rishon, how in the world did they have to go inside of it on Shabbos? So he says, it's a case of a Chamei Tverio. No, now they go on the Merchatz Kli Rishon. But the Chamei Tverio, because that will not graze upon it. So the Merchatz Tosfos speaks out was a Kli Rishon, and it's a case of Chamei Tverio. Now, how in the world is the Merchatz a Kli Rishon? How is it that way? Metzias wise. Come on, Rashi explains the Metzias. It's very simple. They had a Chamei Tverio over there. They ran a pipe from the Chamei Tverio. It went inside this Embatia. And now you have a Embatia with hot water inside. The question now is, what was the Metzias? Did they shut the pipes? Or the pipes kept going? It was always connected. It was always connected, it stopped going. So come on, the Prima God, he says, they shut the pipes. You fill up your bathtub, then you shut the pipes. The way the Rosh Yosef and the Sigan Shabbos says, they did not shut the pipes. It's still open. That's a clearishin. That means it comes out, 2 points. Number one is, they point out clearly when it's coming through the pipes, it comes into your embatia, that's clearishin. That means your pipes, from your sink, coming from your door, that the fire is on, is a clearishin. You want to know if your pipes, your sink, when the door is on, is a clearishin or not? That's Pashas Rashi. That's the sugya. That's the case of Merchatz. That is a clearishin. Now, there is a emotion tshuva that gets involved. Maybe our pipes are cold, or maybe you're putting cold water inside, and it has no mavucha, not that simple. But the pasha, the sugya, we come out with these sugyas, everyone discusses, what's the water coming out from your door? That's a kli rishon coming through your pipes, that's a kli rishon, that's a sugya.
It's
an ira, it's a getter of a kli rishon. No, it's a kli rishon mamish. No, it's ira kli rishon, fine. No, it's a kli rishon.
No, the example we're giving is a case of pipes and
tell me. No. Step by step. It's a Kli Rishon. That means it's not Ira Kli Rishon. It's Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon.
And then when you open your faucet?
It's still, we'll get to it. It's Kli Rishon. The Gemara is saying it's a Kli Rishon over here. We'll get to it. Step by step. Step by step. Now the shaila over here is, obviously, that let's just understand what's going on over here. We have a case over here that is connected and not connected. Two options how to learn the sugya. Two ways to the Prima Gadam. The other people going to write in Simon Tzadikei, he wants a Paschal. Lochel is even when it's disconnected, once time in Nichol get a Klirishin. That means you have a case of an Embatia. It's not connected anymore to the source of the heat. Right now, this whole Embatia is a Klirishin. The whole Embatia is a Klirishin. And therefore, there's a Kidua, there's a Chaznish, a time in the Kro, the Chan Kineski, for example, Maisri is Machba for it. Bir Adover. You have on Shabbos, you have a kettle on a fire. You pick it off the fire and make your coffee and tea, a kettle. What's halacha? That's Iroi Kli Rishon. A cup is a Kli Sheni. Very simple. But we all of us have urns. Our urns, when an urn is on, when it's bubbling, when you put it into your cup, it's connected. When then you shut it, you take it, water's coming, it's connected. Then you shut it, you have the cup over here. What is this cup? Is it Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni? Lefi this avona, your cup is a kli rishon because it came from a kli rishon. It was connected, then he stopped it, and he disconnected. Your cup right now is a kli rishon.
If the coil is on, is that a second?
I said if it's still bubbling at that moment while it's cooking. Not probably. What if the coil is on? If the coil is off, it's already disconnected. It's like a kettle.
Even if that coil just that Shabbos moment setting.
If the coil is on, the source of heat is still on. Yes, I was very clear. That's right. Again, if the urn is still going, if the coil is on, the red coil is on, so the fire is still there. If the fire is still there, then when you take the cup, it was connected, so it was a kli rishon. You shut its kli rishon. That means it's merchat, so we have to be calling it kli rishon. Therefore, the Chanish, when he made coffee on Shabbos, Chaim brings down, he was machmir saying the first cup is kli rishon. You want to put a kli sheni? Second cup. You want kli shlishi? You need a third cup over here. Or Shtomach, he writes, he's dashed to the tzibur, and therefore when he was Rav of Johannesburg, he spent 6 months there, 6 months there, told the oilim, you gotta be machmir. Johannesburg told him, you gotta be machmir. And make sure that your cup over here, the first cup is a kli rishon over here. It's not a kli sheni.
In regards to talking about Nabati, which anyway has other reason to say that it's a kli rishon.
No. Why? It was connected and he disconnected.
Nabati is a big thing.
So? After chum of kli sheni, as that idea, we give the kli sheni together a kli rishon.
Right, meaning so it could be that that's what my
mother. We're giving kli sheni together a kli rishon, but which kli rishon we're discussing over here? The al ish loy al ish. So we see over here this time bati we're calling it a get of kli rishon. This nifstak is a get of kli rishon. Consider mamash al ish. That's the ma'aseh. What the those who machmer atzad hasheni the chmudil brings down the pim gadol and says, what are you talking about? The ma'aseh is nifstak and the sigil they're talking about shloim nifstak all the way to the sigil, all the way to the answer times the fakert. Moshe when he brings it down, kind of the ma'aseh is a chiddush over here to be pshan the sigil to be machmer, it's not machmer that way. And therefore Moshe they bring down, he was mekel v'yash ma'aseh is mekel. Look at the shemir Shabbos in the footnotes or for Shabbos beyond two tzadim over here, two ways to learn what the case over here is. Ma'aseh is clear. The minig olam is that your first cup is a case of a kli sheni. That's only the minik from the urn. What? As kli shlishi to get a moisha. They don't have kli shlishi shavoy. That's only the minik. And not only that, Shlomo Zalman says if the Chanish really held that way, why did the Chanish write it down in a sefer? He wrote a lot. He wrote Orach Chaim. Should have told it to people. He says the pella. The Ma'aseh doesn't write it down. It's true. Chaim is not a mafakrik on the logo. The other chod shoni brings down that hogel Chanish mitzad chum ba'alma, not mendinoi. So gam those want taino. There's Rashi, those want to say maybe Tosha argues or other ways to learn the Sugya Machlokes. But the Ma'aseh, the Mavucha, the Machmirim, they point out, is not a symbol that really be Machmir. Dino, which are Chumash Moy, and therefore the Anhoga seems to be, like I'm Yisha Melismech Lahachmer, but the Anhoga seems to be that the Oilam seems to say the cup coming out of the urn is Nechel Geder Vekli Sheini.
Most of our urns are stuck in the urn. You don't know what it knows to go
along. If you have on Shabbos, boy, it's not bubbling in the words.
You don't know. No, so. If you don't know the facts, you won't tell me
Sovik. See, the thing usually, you haven't heard on Shabbos, no clue if that's actually if the thing's on or not. It's already
I usually hear it. I hear it. I can hear the water sizzling, not bubbling. I hear that sizzling sound. That sizzling sound means that you hear it. Most urns you hear it. No, when you sound the bubble, right, the whole Shabbos I hear the sizzling sound. Now, which now leads, once we have a case of kli sheni, leads to a third machlok is Shachmas Yam Shlomo. What's the halacha of a kli sheni? It's first the makor shaboy that there is a chilpti in a kli sheni. It's first to take Basha B'cholom and Shabbos. But the sigur Basha B'cholom and Chulin Dav Kufdal and Bey, Zigmar brings down that we have a chokka that you cannot be on the same table, Basar and Cholom. And one else cannot be on the same table unless you have a hefsek. Says the Gemara, why? You have a gzera, you might put a frying pan next to it. And you have a bayam, so the sugya official boss of a cholov. In fact, the Gemara, the Maisa, this ulfus is a kli sheni. So Gemara, no. The case of this ulfus, the frying pan, is a kli rishon. We have a chokka. So we see clear number one, boss of a cholov, kli sheni is not mavashal. We have a makar, kli sheni not mavashal, but boss of a cholov. A second thing, we just mentioned the Gemara on Shabbos, the Afmim and Beis. The Gemara brings down that basically went behind it. Rebbe took this bucket, took out the water, the Gemara said the kli sheni is not mavashal. So we have by Shabbos not mavashal, Basim Chol is not mavashal. The question over here is negate isav heter, is it not mavashal? Clear, but it's going to be a chum over here mitzad sugo being mavla to mavliya. That's your shayla, mavla to mavliya. So first to understand it, what is the svar to mechab tikin the kli rishon the kli sheni? So there are two ways saying it over. The main way that Elam brings down is Tosfos on the Mem on the Beis and Shabbos. That the idea is that by a kli rishon, the metzias is we have hot walls over here and retains the heat, and therefore since it retains the heat, it cooks better over there, and therefore it's mevashel. Mashen kein kli sheni, the mice of the walls are cold, therefore not be mevashel inside. Now the maruch among the everybody, the way the mayor kozis is kasher. How in the world could that be metzias? For example, Shlomo Zalman asks, it could be a kli sheni 95 Celsius, it could be a kli rishon 70 Celsius, and the mice, the kli rishon will cook and the kli sheni won't cook. How in the world could one be mamashi klisheni 200 Fahrenheit, other one be 115 Fahrenheit, and the 200 Fahrenheit will not cook, and the 115 Fahrenheit will cook? So, my sense of kashul, the way the Baruch Shulchan is a question, how could mavuchim see his tam and over here? We have some kefela all over. So very simple. Go do it. Give a kefela and go see. How could anyone argue is the see his tam by klisheni? Go test it. Go find out what's going on over here. So, Rav Vajman answers very simple. If you listen to his tapes over here on cafe, he says over here, this is one. He has tapes on the Issevehet of Asapolov. It's very simple. You need a lot of Amunis Chachamim. Fine, that's it. All based upon Amunis Chachamim. That's probably the easiest answer. Maybe the hardest one to grapple with, but probably the easiest answer to say over. You have Amunis Chachamim, Maisa Azoyez. Fine, so we have Yisrael over here, the Chiluk over here, the Klirishi, Klisheni, about the walls cool it down, the walls do not cool it down. There's another Mahalach they bring down from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi seems to say it depends if it's on the Eish and not Ala Eish. And therefore, they want to point out, maybe the Yishalmi should also say, you have a Chokka Shlala Eish. Because it's that nichel geder of the raisa, and then those being done the mahalach of the chilutin al ish shloil ish doesn't really cook that way. But I'm actually the main mouth they bring down inside the sugya of. It's not echad mechushin shloil ish. They say it's only a chokol. Very good. Even the yatzlas by the one taina. But okay, that's the way the one answer you show me. That's what brings them down that way. Brings them down that way. Ma'is the gate halacha of klisheni. There are two levels over here. The klisheni. What halacha is lechat chiloch? What the halacha is b'di'evet? First, let's discuss lechat chila, then we'll get to b'di'evet. First, lechat chila, that those motayna, this is yishimim in the Rashba, put down the Torah, it's like Shabbos. Shabbos not mevashel, you're also not mevashel. Who is this yishimim? The Shach Aruch, which he keeps sending to his own sefer, look him up, he said that's Rashi and Tosfos Sochem. The Rishonim will say, the ma'aseh is not mevashel, all zero, makhlit, makhulay, the ma'aseh is mutter. At Tzad Hasheni, who says more, come on, the Rashba himself says, lechalopach, kesek te klipo. Therefore, the Mechaber and the Lavosh should both bring down the case of Klipo, the Shach, Pitoria, Prim Godom, they bring down the Loch of Kedek Klipo. At Tzad Shlishi, what's the Loch of Lechat Chilo? Tamung Yam Shlom, they said the Ged over is Kuloi. The Shach brings down the Bachel, the case over is Kuloi. The Taz brings down the Loch is Kuloi. The Chodesh, Chosam Seifer, the Ad Yudo, the Bada Shulchan, they bring down the Ged over is Kuloi. Now, that's first a question, an obvious question, the main Kash over here against Malchal Kuloi, there's long Nikuza Kesav over here. He really has one kasha. He's saying over and over the same question. Then he ends over two side points. But one question over here is, he's asking, everyone knows there's klirishin, there's iroi, and there's klisheni. That means klirishin is most chomedic, iroi is less, and klisheni is less. What's the locha by iroi? The locha by iroi, he means numerous sugis, says the shach, kuzikasev, is klipo. Numerous sugis, klipo. What's the locha by the case of the sugya klisheni? Klisheni come along the Taz, Yam Shlom is saying the get is kuloi. How in the world could the Iroi be the sugya of klipo and klisheni be the sugya of kuloi? That's his kasha after kasha after kasha.
They will be
fine, no, I know, but he's being raised. What's his right over and over and over? His right is akin, he said they missed the boat inside Iroi, it's a steer Yam Shlom, and Iroi is klipo, and you missed the boat, right? It says. And therefore, what's klipo? There's no way to be machmir klisheni. There's no way. The Maisha, there are those who are Mechalik, they want to answer Yishal Chalik. The Iroi, it hits for a second. 1 second is Klipa, but sits inside. Echlami, it could be. Klishin has the Koyach to the Chavistas to be more stronger than the case of Iroi. Because Iroi, what happens? If you want to compare the Sugya of the Chamud Daniel. 1 second is one Koyach. Which, forget that, is really Kash against Chamud Daniel. Because every Iroi is Klipa, so why is it pulling inside? Now, where's the Klipa? That's the Kavachim is coming from. From Echshir, the Maisha, the one Taina, the answer the way the Shach's Kasha, that Iroi, the Loch is Klipa, Klishin is to sit inside the Ghetto, the case of Kuloi. Iroik is Togova, the Klisheni. Well, I guess Togova had to put two sugars together, that'll be next Chabur B'Ezrat Hashem.
Well, how
does Mudanil learn Iroik? I just asked that. And that's why maybe that's the Kafsa Chaim, Raya White, Cholpakti Klipo.
What does he say?
Right, that's my question, so I threw it at you. So, come on, Paiskim again. So that's Bitzal Lechat Chilo. So, Lechat Chilo, we have three levels. Either it's Mortal Lechat Chilo, that's Yeshim the Rashba, those say Klipo, that's Rashba himself. Then they say Kesef Kuloi, that's the Taz and the Yam Shloimo. b'di'evet, which is usually the case of the Sveter, very really is the case of the Sveter. Someone call you up like a tchila, what do you do in these cases? Call you up, I already did it. What's halacha b'di'evet? Come on, the mechaber, it's very clear. He has two different sheets over here. He says, b'di'evet, it's motor ba'docho ba'alma. Why a docho? That's another sugya, simon tzadik aleph. Two things that touch each other, the halacha need a docho. You have to wash it off, so there's a little shamanus on top of it. But otherwise, the halacha is a docho, we pass the kula b'di'evet. The Gemara is not mefurish over here, but in Simon Samaches, another place it is mefurish, the halacha is also b'di'evet, that's sugya zadocho. We pass the halacha, it's motor. What? It's not mefurish over here. You can learn that way in Sif Gimel, but certainly it's before that way in Simon Samaches also to be Michael. He writes that way to be Michael b'di'evet. No, that's not the Gimel. No. The
question is, what's b'di'evet?
Right, not the Asa, that's b'di'evet. That's b'di'evet, not go do it. I said the Pashas of Gimel, that's the Pashas, and I said also. No, not the Gimel. And therefore, the Lavosh that way, and there's a Minchas Yaakov, right? That is the Minig Klai Yisrael that way. The Shalom Kukha says that the Minig is that way. The Archon Shulchan says that that's the way the place came that way. The Loch is Mutu B'di'evet, nothing. Naklip and Akuloi. The Mishabua seems, writes in Hilchos Pesach, that's Ikla Locha that way. But Moshe says that's the Minig to be Mekel. I also don't know, Shalom Zalman, Be'oimel, Yaakov Yosef. That means I just went through this, the Doris, that there seems to be there's a Minig Klai Yisrael out there. From starting from the Chabra Moa Lavosh and Chizyakov from Kugar or Chosholchon, the Moshe Shabuah, the Minik out there that's only B'di'evet Ma'aseh Smotar. B'di'evet Ma'aseh Smotar, Berkut says, the Ma'aseh Minik is to be Michael. Atzad Hasheni, the second Malach over there is, that the Shach Ma'aseh come along and says, it's not a Hefsek Kol Kach to be Machbor, it means not a Hefsek Kol Kach. So you write, the way it writes clearly in Shach Aruch means a Hefsek Mubo, otherwise not a Hefsek Mubo, Yapi Machbor. Hefsek Mubo can be Michael. Neil to be Mgodim went that way, and then Stevens went this way. And the Masham goes this way, and the Yehuda says, "Ikila ol ocha." Only if you make my hefsi mubo.
And the
Klipa, the Shach. I said the Shach. I said ain't hefsi kokach. I called the Shach Aruch. It says he means hefsi mubo. Each one onto the shito. We got each one onto the shito. First fellow, each one onto the shito.
Yeah.
I tell the Shlishi, come the Shach Taz, and there's a losh the hefsi mubo v'dov v'choshev yish lakol. Now, what does that mean? Some people point out to me, everyone knows about the Shulchan. Lo Borele, what exactly means Dov Choshev? What's the Isofa? Could be a double action over here. So we have that. Then we have a fourth idea. We're talking about the place of Chochmah Zadah being down, and the Vazah being down, and the Bashulchan goes, Meifel, but Mokham Hefsidi can be Meikel. That means, just point out, through the generations, Sibi and Hoga, and Hoga and Hoga, are really a Machlokes out there, what to go do, but the Yevet. What's the logo? Is it Maestro Moto? Is it Hefsi Mubo? Is it a Hefsido Ukidaimo? That's a shallow here. Now, just to point out to make it practical. First, a klal, I mentioned numerous times, I assume the Olam knows, when everyone agrees to make a Malkum Hefsid Mubo, except maybe the Taz Vidal Choshev, but everyone agrees the Cholopak is Hefsi Mubo. The klal in Torah's Chattis, there are more rights, he wrote the Torah's Chattis, by now everyone knows that, is that Domer to the Sefer, he wrote, when I say to him, make up a Hefsi Mubo, I mean that's Midinoi. That means make up a Hefsi Mubo, because that's Salocho. Kavod Shabbos, Aruchim, person is poor, everything else is a Chumro. That means Midinoi be Ikra Paskin to me, Mekel. Therefore, building upon this, Avadar, the place you say to me, Machmer. Chatechilo. But when you have any Tzirufin, will be Mekel. Example, this is a case of the place coming down. Let's say you're not sure if something fell inside or not. Not sure. This thing falls like cliche or not. What's halacha? Says Pim Godum, by the Shulchan passed this way. Says the Maestro Safi gave a sex fecho. Maybe it fell in, maybe it didn't. If it did, it's cliche. Maestro can be Mekel. Another case, Pim Godum makes down. Let's say you're not sure the Shishim, numerous times, can be calculated. Not sure. Says Pim Godum, what's halacha? You have a sex fecho. Maybe Shishim, maybe it's cliche. Can be Mekel. Or more of a common case, common with Pim Godum example, Midchaz Yaakov. Let's say you're not sure the Shia of Yatz Leather Spy. That means you know it's 110, 113, but it's not 160, 170. Therefore, most of your sinks and things that are sitting inside are usually the get of Safik Yatz Leather Spy. Therefore, you have a pot there, you found inside of it, Lamaisa, your milks and your play shakes with Shamunis all inside, and sitting over there, it's the case of a Klisheni. What's the loch in that case? It's usually Safik Yatz Leather Spy. It could be 130, 140. It's a Safik. Maisa is a Klisheni. Maisa comes up to him and says, even in this case, you can't be Michael. Don't have the cash over here. Another case they bring down the Prim Godim, the Masham exam. Let's say it's Linus Lyle over here. What's the loch in that case? Nice time of Kamanat. We know already end of Kuf Gimel. Rashi and Rebbe Tam said to be Mekel. It's nice time of Kam. We are Machmer. But over here, the Maisi have a Tzirf. The Maisi can be Mekel. What?
Even if
No, Mashal, you want to have a case of Linus Lila. No, Mashal would be more Machmer, or even ask the Plius. No, that's the Shum one. No, we can go that way. No, I would love that. No, that's in general. Make love some move up. I'm saying even I'm saying that. I'm saying Stamazoi. No hefsid, the Pesach can make a mitzvah. No, but yeah, I said the Vinchitas. Have to move on, Michael. Have said we'll get a case. We'll get one specific case. We'll throw out everything. We'll get one specific case. Just first a claw, Mishubai. A fifth case they've been dealt with. Also, be Michael, even now in the case of a hefsid. Come on, the Prim God, I want to say, by all the Rabbanons, my sister, Sabdabon, my sister, Michael. He does end up saying, I'm not sure. However, the Masham and then even the Baalei Shulchan brings out Prima Gadolim and says, and I do say it, I do pass like this. All the Rabbanon, you can't be Mekel when the case of a Klisheni. All the Rabbanon, Klisheni. Therefore, for example, all case of Basel call of a chicken is Rabbanon. Or another example is that every time you have every Klisheni come on the base mayor, it says, that's also Rabbanon. That means that usually the case in your sink is the case of your Savi Asasboy and only case of Rabbanon, because by Basel call it has to be Bishal. But the Klisheni is not Bishal. So every case in your sink, you have a drabbanon. You have a case, usually a savyat slash boy, of a klisheni. So why kashu? So let's even out half it. Stamba could be everyone agrees in this case.
Well,
that's the I said he found it in the path. I said he found right. Not only find things that's hard inside. Okay, so, and it's hitting it. You have to hit the ball at the same time. So usually not. It's usually sitting inside.
You have to be stacked, basically.
Now, so because these are, again, I mentioned six times the Pesach can say, can we make it even without Hefsid the Kulei Alma? Again, otherwise, if it's not a case of these six times, what the minhag over here is. Now, you do have to realize, at the same time, if you make it, there'll be two chumras over here. We're saying kulas over here by the klisheni. Two chumras, one will get to Dav Gosh, and one in the case of Yad Nichos, we mentioned last Chabura. There are two chumras in the case of klisheni.
Don't say
only by Shabbos. Again, I mentioned, by Yad Nichos, right, also by Shabbos, Yad Machalikis. And the double gush will get to. It's klalim. It's the point of the two chumras of it we have to worry about. So nice again. There are an important klal over here. Again, we have this anhoga that is a humble klai. So the first can say we follow the mechaber amo. We follow the mechaber amo, but the other mice is mortal. With the bush again, the first person can say that's anhoga. Now the question is, in that anhoga, how do you define it? A very important question. What's the mechaber amo that the evidence mortar? We are davar. The case in Shulchan Aruch is a case of food. That means it's a cliche need. One side or the other, you want to ask the klipo. Mechaber amo says go with fruit. Fruit the mice is motor in the cliche need. The question is, what happens in the case of a kli? A kli. Why should kli any different? Because you have an option of using the kli by capturing it. So maybe that's nichol the case. A very simple case. You have a coffee spoon inside. That's fleshiks. You have to capture your spoon. Cashews or not? We'll speak on all the cases, but we'll get to first a klolim and speak out everything. That's a simple case. You have the cashew spoon. It's come along in Ches Yaakov, brought down by the Kivegir by us. He says the Chur is mechaber and simin tof nun aleph sefei by Hilchos Pesach. He writes over there, how do cashew things for Pesach? He says, Kabbalah kath poltoi, the sugya end of a void, the zara. He says, very simple. If it went through Klerishin, you have to cashew through Klerishin. It went through Iroi, you have to cashew through Iroi. Went through Klisheni, you have to cashew the Klisheni. Correct the nice kalim. It went through klisheni. You had to kasher by klisheni. Why kasher? Mechaber amo do not hold a klisheni v'di'eved. Why is mechaber saying kasher klisheni for Pesach? Maybe tell me the chumra Pesach like the shach says. Boss, simply because Yaakov is not the reason. Can't be the reason why. So why kasher it? So the minchas Yaakov must be. That's nichol gedol lechatchila. Mechaber amo says lechatchila to be machmer by food. When it happens already, you can do anything with it. You can throw it out. Echnami the food's motor. But over here, you have an option of cashing it. Cashing is nichol negedel atchila. You have to go cashew it. That means even if you want to be mekel the mechaber amo, but still you have to go cashew it. Prima Gadolim brings down this. He said it numerous times. Halacha, you have to go cashew it. Again, the Kivego brings it down. Numerous places can bring down this concept that the kasher is nichol mechaber amo. The shach is going on a
baby. Same question.
There are three questions. I'm not sure. The shach, the sif aleph, sif hey, and tough and aleph. So the shach himself answers chumah the Pesach.
I don't think that this answer.
I'm not. Sure. I don't think so. I know. I don't think it's the same subject. Maiso, they point out that who asked, who else asked this question? There's a shared scene in Tufton Al Sakon Yod. He also asks this question. Steers the Machaber. Know the answers? He says, Sorachin. Don't have an answer. That means he's not agreed to Minchas Yaakov. Who answers the question? The Goyin also says the question. Also did not answer the question. He says, it's more, it's a Pella. Chori, once you go like the Rashberg, why in the world do you have to kasher it for? Therefore, are those who paskin, even in a Kli, do you have to kasher on the Machaber Amal? So Berkowitz tells everyone, you have to kasher it. People ask him, Kiveger, Minchas Yaakov. Teretz says, Mishbur, the Goyin. Moshe writes in Tshuva, the minig is the Maisa, not the Kasher, even do Akalda. Moshe says, that's the minig. He says, lest you lose the Kli, the Kfiyas, okay, it's the Pesach. Otherwise, the Moshe says, the minig is to be Meikol. That means not only we're passing like the Mechaber Amor, Mitzan Minig Shavoy to be Meikol, we're passing how far Mechaber Amor, even not like Kivega, you do not have to even Kasher it. Therefore, the Mignam, Shlomo Zama went this way, Avnam Tzadok passed in this way. The Loch La Maisa, Kasher is not Nichol Negel Achila. According, if you follow the Mechaber Amor, you do not even have to go Kasher it. That's Alf negate to the spoon.
What if it's a Safir? I'm sure you
that's the question that we start. A second point negate to the spoon is, even to ask here, coming along to be Machmer, came along the Shach, and he says, what one to ask you? He says, number one, by the food. He says, Machmer Klipo. And it says, by case of a Kli Cheres. He left out the case of Kli Matechas. To be Machmer, are we Machmer Kli Matechas? Discussing food, what about the Kli Matechas? Metal Kli, we Machmer upon it. So come along the Yad Yehuda and the Chagor Shmuel, they point out that obviously the Shach and stand is less Balea. Less. That means Cheres is Balea more. Kli Matechas is Balea less. And therefore, by Kli Matechas, even according to the Shach, those old Klipa and those old Kuloi, can be Mekel on a Kli Matechas. Notice that answer. Or if you want to say under the table, our Kelim and Apalaya, which you don't say, Chas Hashem, the Kalei Atas, I'll misunderstand the Sigya. But that's also not an idea can throw out over there. But there's a concept over here they point out by the Geta spoons. Shlomo Zalman was brought down at the end of Megillah Sefer by Bas Bachol, the last paragraph over there. Megillah Sefer wrote it. He said they were mistarfed, Shmuel was mistarfed, Shlomo Zalman was mistarfed, and the numerous people discuss it. Why is it not true? Because it is non-porous, not Balea. And what's the reason to be Machmer is? So we don't tell that because there are Kalidas out there, but Mitzat Chabur Shaboy, of course we can say it. Metal, every time you buy these Kalim, they say it's non-porous. I went to a chemist and I asked him how to go test. He told me it's not how to go test, but they're non-porous. They don't absorb.
Any metal.
Our metals today are made different than their metals. Yes, our metals today, not the, those about the war porous, the war belay. Ours are made differently. So the Gatia spoon, we saw it's not porous, but let's go, as long as we kasher it. We have an idea that by Kli Sheni, the Shach himself maybe is not being machmer, only Kli Cheres. Void, we have a minig mechaber one not to, to make over the Evid, and according to Numis Paiskin, that means what? Kasher, you definitely get a bit of Evid over here. Take one more point to we put everything you try to put together. Is that we over here, we have the case over here that Kli Sheni is not mavashal. But we mavle mavliya, klipa, kuloi. What about mavle to mavliya ke'echod by Kli Sheni? What's the loch in that case? So there is a bach that the shach does bring down that says it can be machmer over here. It can be machmer. That means biyadav, what does that mean? You have a pot over here of water. That means you took a Kli Rishon. You pour from the Kli Rishon into Kli Sheni. So now you have boiling hot water in the Kli Sheni. You put inside of it horse meat, you put inside of it kosher meat. Well, the way to ask for the kosher meat has to be being pilot from the horse meat, going to the water, and that's be belayah inside the kosher meat. So has to be do a double act, has to spit out and go inside. To maflut mavliya ke'echa, the fach wants to be machmer. How will the be'ikla paiskim, the taz being on the yamshlaim, on the shach, and the people go to the chavdas, chavmuzal, the baruch shulchan, they come along by the shulchan, they paskin, the body would not say this way. Not so, we're not maestro, we're not going to be machmer. No such concept over here. It's true that Mo brings it down as aloch and simsam ches to be makel only b'di'evit and the bottom of the evit. We're not discussing l'archila. But Maisa, we are b'ikam machmer. Not to the, there's no idea mavlam of liyakachod. Therefore, to apply it. The whole aloch to be makel is b'di'evit. Not take one case, one simple example. Try to put it all together. Person makes his coffee in the morning. He has his kli cheres, his mug over there. And he puts inside, usually how people make it, you put the coffee inside, the sugar inside, then you put the boiling hot water inside, then you put your milk inside, then you took your spoon and you mix it, and the spoon was fleishiks. The question is, what's with the spoon? what's with your milk, what's with your coffee, and what's with your kli cheres. Very simple. What's the spoon? What's the coffee? What's the cup? Three different questions over here. So, Kamalung first negates the spoon. Kamalung and Gil safer, and he says, Kiveger, you gotta go kasher it. Gotta go kasher it. Meister, the reason why Luchura Van Hog is the Issa Berkowitz, new people can ask him, he says, you want to kasher it? Number one, either go like a Moshe, the Minigas, we want to kasher it. Chabramon, and he writes the Minigas not to kasher it. Number two, he calls Mitzarev, the idea of the Shach. It's Klimatechas over here. Klimatech is one of the chum of a kli sheni. Therefore, usually melts, but when you're discussing mixing over here, would not be a problem.
Yeah, so you should
have said that.
When you pour it into your take your kettle, in the urn, then you had the thing that's not poured down in safer, that he was being machmer, it's had a chum of shabai, then the milling is not the way I hear tati machmer. That's Aleph. Now, a Berkowitz does say, but let's say you put the milk in first, which is not the derech, and then you put in the hot water, and then you have and then you have count, yeah, we would have a bayah. Definitely, you put the milk into.
When you put in the spoon, you already put coffee.
I know, I said that's not the derech. You put the milk first. Spoon will make
it.
What?
Your cup of flesh, a cup?
No, the cup is milk.
But time for your spoon and for sure, Klishen.
No, but then it's, the milk's heated up already, and the milk goes into your spoon.
Milk was heated up before you put it in the cup.
What?
What was it? You said you put it in the fridge.
What
did you say?
If you put the milk in first, which the ilum doesn't, before you put that water. Well, that's been sad before the spoon. Why the ilum is mapas to ma'aseh meikel. Still throwing other spars, a terrible or not play, whatever other spars. The mice said, why the spoon's not going to be a problem? The gate, the coffee itself, can you drink it? Well, by now everyone knows Simukov Gimel. First thing is it Ben Yom or not Ben Yom? If the guy says he's not sure, then it's Mutter. It's not Ben Yom. If not Ben Yom, the mice say, Tzamlov Kam, mice it's Mutter. If it's a case of Ben Yom, what's Aloha? Well, if you follow the Mechab of Amal, the Moshe says that's a minig, it's B'dievet. Your coffee, the mice is Mutter. If you go with Mahalach or the Shach, then you get involved with the spoon and his metal over here, but maybe he says the halacha over here is a case of klipa. If you need a shisha, it's a klipa, which usually you have over here. It's not clanging through the shach over here. Through the taz.
The spoon. Or the cup.
Metal. I'm talking about the coffee right now. I didn't get the cup yet. What? Klipa. No, so we don't. We have to have shisha against it. There's no klipa. You have to have shisha against it, right? No, the cup right now has milk inside. The cup about is more. So discussing the coffee. The coffee with the spoon.
How can the coffee be worse than the spoon? You just throw it as a touch of your mouth on the coffee.
Right. I said that.
Like, you gotta take some of the spoon.
We have. No, the same time. I said we have the same time. I said it won't come out because Matech is over here. I said you have Sati make all the shach. No, again, I said first you have Shishim versus Klipa, usually you have, or you can throw on another svar, it's a metal spoon. According to Taz, you need Shishim as the whole thing, but also you can have Alvo with a lock of a metal spoon. Now,
is your average coffee?
Yeah.
Depends
how much milk you put in. Well, watches. A lot of people, they put in the tongue. So if you put in your tongue, yeah.
Hey.
Not yet, Slush Boy? No, we won't be
back.
No, we're discussing here where your coffee's yes, Slush Boy.
I'm saying that even when it's
Yasla's,
we had a lot of people who said...
We had a Rajbo that... Fine, we're not going to be Rajbo, but we're not fine. There's a Rajbo. Not Yasla's boy in the Klisheni? Klirishan. Klirishan,
Klirishan.
The Rajbo says, but again, it depends. We're coming from the Yishalmi, coming from the Rajbo. As I said, I wouldn't be Machmer... Fine. It'll be the same question, yeah. Same shayla. Now negate it to your cup. Very simple. I'm coming out, the spoon is mutter. For the coffee, you have a shtak is for all say it's mutter.
Except for
the taz, maybe you have a matechas over here.
No.
Taz doesn't discuss matechas. Right. Don't discuss it. Don't say it. Maybe you won't answer it. Doesn't answer the matechas. does not say matar.
And that's one benya, not
benyamin for sure. Yeah, a partial kofi water. And now in the gate of kop, come along the dogma of vava by also because down the place coming down, the chur over here you have a case of maflet mavliyak echod, because you have to heat up the spoon, take out the grease of the spoon, go into your coffee, and go from your coffee into your cup. That's where everyone agrees to. That means your cup, everyone agrees on the kasher. Because that's to be maflet, mavliyak echon. Now you might get involved in a different sugya later on in the simon, why maybe it's not that simple, what I'm saying. But might say, as far as you know right now, there's no. No, the shell of it. I'll leave it as is. But the maestro, as far as now, and the place can do paskin, even though the other sugya is not that simple. The place can pass in the cup still needs water. That's not even a shell over here. Certainly, if you go with a moisture, the cliche doesn't even ask at all. I mean, even if it's sad you want to ask a cliche, your cup, anyway, the color there is the maestro water. That means the cup, you have anyway in the Chabar Amal for sure, without Mabu Vekechot, and you have Matechas over here, and you have things that maybe not in Palaya, and you have the idea over here of Mabu Vekechot, that's the Kuli Amal. That means it's very simple what comes out.
You can start
your spoon is not glazed.
No, no, no.
The mug is glass.
Not glass, as a dinner glass, it's coated.
I know what's glazed, but about short, and what the CS is. So again, it comes down, very simple. You spoon, according to the Kiyagi, it's to cash it. A guy can argue the point because it's metal. The mice, the other ones say cliche, the mice spoon onto cash it, stock is for. Your coffee, the mice usually, anyways, motor's not been anyway, and a couple of mice is only motor.
Why is
the
mice not going to have a spoon going directly into the milk?
Sorry?
No,
it's about the cup. Cup. Now, there is an interesting idea, just to throw out the concept over here. Not the reason why you make only a spoon. We're saying Kivege says, the loch is to machme the kashi spoon. Let's say you think to be machme, even though it's matachas. Or a case of a plastic, let's say. There's interesting about Moshe. Moshe's class says, we're saying that idea, machlot mavleik echa, cannot do a double act. Meaning, again, you're taking out from the iser, bringing it to the water, put water into the piece of meat that's kosher. Moshe is right, is what Taina, a double act is also the lav dafka. There are three things there, even the two things inside.
Meaning
yeah, I don't know. We have two things inside, but let's say it has to do a double act, has to heat it up and then cook and then put into something else. It wants to be mekel, that's nichel mafam of liyak echad. We want to Taina, the fact that you have, by the case of your coffee, you have milk inside. The milk makes it cold. You put in hot water, so you have to first heat up the milk. And then the milk has to go inside your spoon. So Moshe, that's mafla mavliya kechon. That's a double act. The milk is cold. The milk's going into your spoon. How do you want to ask your spoon? We don't care about the water. Water goes inside.
The spoon's after. It's ready now.
I don't care after. But in order to get the milk into your spoon, you have to first heat. The milk came in cold.
Okay.
To get the milk, and get the water into your spoon, it's very simple. It's hot already. It goes in.
It's cold before it's heated.
What?
Everything is cold before it's heated.
So where did it get hot from? How did the milk get cold? The milk was in a cliché. And what's heating up? Is hot water. Again, your coffee, it's cliché, right? So the hot water in the cliché is cooking now, heating up the milk. And now the milk's going into your spoon. Come on, Moshe, and he brings Zrayas, bring a book from Zrayas. Is that Nichlman Mavriyak Echad? One time, that's a double act also. Now, you look up the Yam Shlom, and his case is that way, and he says no. It's Mavlot Oy Mavliya. People come says also, or Chashulchan Yad Yudah, they come along and disagree with him. But there's no Chashidi, you have to know that the swarm bring down, that maybe it's Nichol get a double act, no reason why to make only a spoon.
Even
Kodim Kveger. Even Kodim Kveger. Moshe says, he says, Davah Chiddush, he says, he knows the Chiddush, he has Rayas, the Mukha that way from other Sugis, we'll have to get to maybe other times why that's so.
Okay.
Next Sugis, Davah Gosh. That was Ari's Chumrah, right. We're not Machmer. Again, there is, yes, it's a Rashba. Adocha, we know, we always need Adocha. That's a Sugin Adocha, Tzadik Aleph, we always need Adocha. Now, in the case of cliché, now usually the case is a solid, it's a liquid. So when you have a case of a liquid, that's the standard case where you say, cliché, Namavashul, Mavavliya, that's Noma Vuch over here. Now, what about the case when you have a dove goes, something that's a salad? That's really, we're starting now, Sif Kimmel right now. A salad. Case of a potato, double gosh, salad, potato. What?
That's a different sugya.
That's Sif Kimmel, we're saying that. Okay, I stock Sif Kimmel. So, the first one is the Ramah brings down this Chumrah. Now, just a little bit of history. The Ramah passed away in 1572. Yam Shlomo passed away 2 years later in 1574. They were, as far as I remember correctly, they're both to a yeshiva, the same yeshiva. The Ramah passed away. The Yam Shlomo took over the yeshiva. They met each other. They spoke to each other. They saw each other's forum. They knew each other. Actually, the Beis Yosef passed away in 1575, a year later, but he was older than the both of them, a lot older. He's 40 years older than the Ramah, 20 years older than the Yom Shlomo. Maisel, they quote each other. In this figure, Dov Gush. That means, this is Machlokes Dov Gush, Machlokes Yom Ovis Yom Shlomo. He quotes him Shlomo Luri, that is the Yom Shlomo. Now, Kamal Gamani wants to bring a right for the Sugya of Dagum Shal Bakara, the Sugya of Napanat, the Sugya of Dagum Batmeim, the Sugya of Zvov, other writers. He's Marach, not Marach, he writes over here this concept that those who want to be Machlokes Dov Gush, well, it's not so. Same thing. Dakimoshi quotes it. Not only that, and he says, that's a chush. Everyone knows that water stays hotter than something that's Avagosh. But that's the Metzias. That's the Enshikasha, he says. That's the Metzias. The hot water retains heat more than Avagosh. It still will be made colder than the liquid. I said it's interesting. Metzias, he's saying, we'll get to that. That was the point. But that's as you said over here, the Dakimoshi says, the mice are why we are made over here. Interesting, not only that, come with a shachar, being down the minigo ilum, that person had his hot steak. He cut it with his milchig ben yema knife. The bin yema with maisa, his steak's fine, the knife's fine.
The coffee.
Now, you try that at anyone's house, your wife will geschmet to you. Don't even try. That was a bin yema, your steak was fine, the knife was fine. But maisa, we had such a bin yema, and those straight to the ramo. That's what we did. And it also passed the ramo straight off. Appreciate there's no such thing as a shup, nay, sure that way. The taz passed away in simon sadik dalad. There's no chum of a klisheni. The crazy goes this way. The going says this way by also here. And the Svarim go this way, the Oimer, or the Tzion, Yalki Yosef, they pass this way. At Sadr Sheni, the two main occurs to be Machmed is the Issevet, the Oroch, and the Yam Shloimo, but they're coming from two different reasons. Interesting, two different reasons. Coming from the Issevet, the Oroch, and his reason he says over is what the Shach seems to say from Taisvis and Shabbos, and Memon Beis. The idea is why to be Machmer is why, by a Chil between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, the Kli Rishon, the walls are hot, it retains the heat, and therefore it would be Mavashal. Mashin the klisheni, it cools down the food. Because the walls here, that cools it down. Therefore, it seems that since a davar gush does not have any walls to cool it down, therefore, since the walls to cool down, it will be machmir the davar gush, based upon walls. Now, if you read the shach slowly, it's very interesting. That Betzim teaches where he's coming from Israel, the duration of Seifa, it seems to be Diyukim Mikan Lekan, and also his rai, brought from the ratio, which is a parallel where the rai is from the Seifa. Yishvelim, what exactly Shachai brought right from Taisus? We got it from what the Raya is. But next year, we have a Taisus somewhere, the Shach brings down, they said over here, why to be Machmed of a Gush? There's no walls to cool it down. The Yom Shlem, the way how he's coming from, the Achorin point out, the Yadihuda, the Badai Shulchan, when the Osher, he's coming from a different avenue. He says, the Metzius is that something solid is hot, retains heat. You know, you ever feed a kid a hot potato, you don't put it in front of him, wait 5 minutes, you cut into small pieces, then you wait a couple of minutes. If you cut things, it cools down much quicker. If you don't cut it, it's a solid, the inside retains the heat. Therefore, by davar gush, he wants to be machmir, because it retains heat, it stays hotter. Metzias-wise. That means they're coming two separate avenues. One means that the sugya, there's no walls to cool it down. One means that something solid retains heat, which again, is the aura and the dark emotion that says the metzias is vakert. That's the aura. Then those who might say, well, machmir this way, very salt, from chul, chavstas. Sorry? We'll get to the chalukim, obviously. Obviously, enough means where we're coming from. Now, that's negated to Issa V'Heter. Now, are we machmir this way or not? They point out, but Issa V'Heter, could we take it to Shabbos? Again, by now everyone knows, Shabbos is more kal than Issa V'Heter. Issa V'Heter is a transferring tam. Shabbos is not that way. More kal. Therefore, we machmir davar gush by Shabbos. Therefore, the machlok is the mavucha g'dol among the g'dol achorim. The Chavos Das says, no shaykh, the olchum is only my sugya nois and tam. Chavos Das. The mice, they point out where the shach being arrived from the sugya of Shabbos. He's saying the sugya is by the case of Shabbos. Therefore, Mogav Ram brings it down by the case of Shabbos. So, and the Mishbu brings it down by the case of Shabbos. That means anyone who's machmir by Shabbos, the Shibu and the Mogav Ram, machmir al-Khatkhilo, they're still machmir Issevet Ha'orach. They do point out by Shabbos it's a double chumrah. Because number one, we have the more that disagrees. And number two, even the Yamshu Shloimo, the Chavadas disagrees, not so. They point out, any case you're discussing in Shabbos, the idea of davar gush, it's a double chumrah. Because who says you take it to Shabbos? Midrash Yaakov, others want to disagree, to not apply to Shabbos, and therefore you discuss the Malafon Chavutzim. Next year, Shabbos Kugel, everyone starts off, number one, Ramah says no such shiloh. And number two, they say, even the Issa of shiloh, it's not true, only by Isavet, not by Shabbos. It's a double chumrah. Why? They point out numerous other reasons why to make it. Like I'm numerous from Sin Bimach, where you show the why. Void those with Fakim Tzias, sour pickle never gets hot, never gets the Aslan's way. Fine, the Ora, Kasha. But actually, the Maisha, you have to understand, Shabbos is a double Chumma. Here, it's a Chumma, the Maisha, Machma for. And the Shach is very, very interesting. What's his maskana? I'm very curious how Ari put it down on the sheets. How exactly he puts it? Machma Mekel is very clear. Ein biyode lachriya, v'tzorach iyan, how by oiz adoichin he can be Mekel, and he goes on being advised to be Machmer. So was he machriya, tzorach iyan, he can be Mekel, yes to be Machmer. So very simple. The crazy in the Prima Gom says, he has no achra. Come on, the Moshe Chodeshani, so my advice, he brings advice, he has been machriya to be Machmer. So fine, my advice, it's not clear what exactly Shachar we did over here, and we'll get, we'll find out on Thursday what the Pesach is. Now, what to go do? The Maisa Avada Wim Machmel Chatkilo. The place can bring down, the Chok Mazon brings it down to Mekel only Behasim Ubo. From Shabbos, there's no clear writing what the Loch is, because they were discussing only Chatkilo, not Bediyevit, here we're discussing more Bediyevit. The Maisa Svam Sinagol, Yad Yehuda, Bada Shulchan, our force brings down, will only be Mekel by a case of Hefsim Ubo. Now, to first make it practical, the Loch is, again, Dovah Gush is Machlekis. There are two cases which are not really our sugya over here that we're certainly machmer for. That means even the Taz, which is not a hold of Dovah Gush, is Simen Tzak Dal, will bring down with Dovah Gush and a Duchka, the Sakino, the pressure of a knife. Even the Taz agrees is a Chumra Dovah Gush, which we'll have to get to. And also the Zeramon, Simen Tzamach Tes, who did not hold Dovah Gush. He says, I argue the Yom Shloimo, Mash Enki, the Dovah Charif, will agree there is a Chumra Dovah Gush. So there are two cases out there which we'll have to get to, each one in its place, that everyone agrees to. In the case of Duchka, the case of Dovah Charif. You mean the Isavet by the Minik, if you make it. That Minik. Could be that, yeah. That's not the Amal Isavet, I don't think it's Amal. Now, go through cases applied. First, once we're going to be Machm over here by Dovah Gush. Is it making difference if klisheni, klishlishi, klirvi, b'chor pashto no chalik? The whole yisoid of a dovah gush is it is a klirishim. That means even klishlishi, we machm. That's the concept. The whole idea either retains heat or the no walls are closed down. The ma'aseh won't be any chalik. We'll get to that again. Putting the klishli again. The concept shavoy. The concept shavoy. There's no difference klisheni, klishlishi, klirvi. However, the question now is: let's say you somehow give walls to it. For example, very simple case. You have a knedel inside your soup. The knedel is double gosh, salad. You have a carrot, you have a chicken inside your soup. It's submerged inside the soup. What halacha does it have? Does it have a chumah of davar gush or not? The chur they point out that chaynim depends upon the reason. If you come to the idea that the walls cool down, the maisa that's associated to the walls has walls over here. Therefore, according to the idea of walls, isvet or should be mekel on the knedel now.
The soup is the walls that are cooling it off.
The bowl has walls. So what? It touches everything. It affects the whole soup. It affects also the knedel. It affects everything. Yes. The walls have cooling down effect. So what? I don't know what the weird is. Masha, can you come with the idea that salad retains its heat, the mice should be machmer. It should be based upon other reasons. The mice in this case is brought down by the Menchas Yaakov from the Tosfos Yontif, and the Pesach Shuva means down the Simen Tzak Dal, the mice to be mekel. No one tell the mice to be mekel. Because I've said to Masham, other than being down, the mice to be machmer. Why the Chodesh depends what's far, but Ikkas from seem to go the mice to be mekel. A similar idea that being down, a question should be based upon this shiloh over here, is you have a single piece of rice. One piece of rice, the mice sit down on top of a plate. So, I'll start clearing. Does it retain heat? I mean, you cut into small pieces. Retain heat. Mice the core doesn't. Mice are the walls? No walls on all sides. Start clearing. Maybe is it that way. It depends upon the shiloh here. They do point out, do you have a right from the Mishmuah's case, the like Moshe's case, he has a right from the Zvuv. How big is the Zvuv already? I don't know what size the Zvuv they had. Flies. But he wants to say flies in the case of a Dovah Gush. Maybe the size of the rice over there. Mice also shot. Have machlokes over here.
They're running the shop. He said that's it's liquid. There is a bit in the pores.
Right. The Kadadi says the all pores are liquid. But what happens? Like no, but it falls into the bowl. It molds into the bowl.
A child in a bowl should be
mekel. Molds into the bowl. When it molds into the bowl, then you have this far. Then the walls cool it down. Depends. They get about the two shells over here. Again, there are two svaras out there. Now, Vadi could tell me basically we have two svaras out there. It's a case that we have a chumah itself. Yom Mamo doesn't hold of it. Yishim Lisman Chalakal. could say that very, very strong as far, and therefore those were mekel. A single piece of rice, very slow, is being mekel. Chodeshanu says we mekel. Chaim says we mekel. Fine, there are two, again, there are two nafkamis had applied. And the machlokes by each case over here. Last point is a sugya of kli shlishi. Once you be machmen kli sheni, or be machmen the sugya of kli shlishi over here. A nevi, and a chamishi. So I think it's Yidur or Moshe by Hilchos Shabbos says we do not find anywhere the concept of kli shlishi. Loi matzi in davka zeh. Maisa, there's a chassam sefer that's brought down by the Pesach Tshuva and Tzadik Dalet, and the Pichodesh says away, negate isse veheter, no difference. Once it says in Sinas Tam, the Maisa, if you be machmen kli sheni, who did kli shlishi? But Shulchan tends to be machmen this way. Tzadik Sheni Pesach Tshuva, when he brings down the chassam sefer, he says, it's very nice the chassam sefer says that, but Maisa, that's not the Moira Rasei. Moira and Maisa did not go this way. That's not the minigar ilum. And the Pesach Tshuva brings down everything. You know that's not the Hogelbeer. And therefore, Shulchan Kugat or Shulchan of Vosa himself, Vosa says in Tshuvas, so the Maisa, that's not the Hogel. What's the machmer? Klisheni, but not take it that far in Klishlishi. Now in Sif Gimel, Maisa.
Not
no. Not the not to set up Vosna.
Meaning,
we're not machmer, not negated of Gush. Klishlishi of a liquid. This matter, we don't have these things. Lechad chila, it's always pretty evident. Ladle is a sex factor. A sex factor. But mice, we left over 2 points of kibbutz. We left all the sugya to Tol Gavar. We left all the sugya to Nitzok. Both of them, mice will do next time. Just to Messiah, Mishnech is Adar Man Besimcha, which a lot of poskim say starts tonight over here. What does that mean? So Derech Sicha and Chelik Beis, he says that means to learn more. That's Torah, right? That's Simcha. So Avadu have to Mechazik Zayin. And Tugur and Mishtadel Zayin, and Beshem will have a test on the end of our Simin, and the Zman. Va'oid, some people weren't clear about it. We're going to have to test the whole Issevetter, the whole Taruvais, at the end of Summer Zman. That means you have to remember, retain, and do Chazara. The end of Summer Zman, not El. End of Summer Zman, we're going to have a test on the whole Taruvais over here. For myself, we should also. Oh, Machazer, remember, and learn these things. Just one side point is that we're usually a friendly chabura, so I try to help out people with my Matanis Tavyanim. I actually spoke to Berkowitz this week that we have two people that are associated with the chabura that we try to give on Purim for Matanis Tavyanim. Berkowitz himself will give it to these two people. The way how much to give, Sashaila, is it Sinas Momin? Is it Suda? Is it Simcha? Mishmur Pasim Lachamais is the Kruto. Then Hogar the Elim over from Yashiv in the Simcha. The other simcha that I said, oh, it's 50 shekels a person. Called Mabahar Zem Shubach. The Ashur said, again, it's 50 shekels. Two aneim. For each person is 100 shekels. And if you want, I'll help you out to Zaki you to give it to somebody.
Yes, that's a minute.